Welcome to the Artist Mother Podcast, featuring interviews with incredible working artists who are also mothers and compelling conversations regarding parenting and the art world. These conversations create a space for inclusivity and support for artist mothers worldwide. I'm Kaylin Butine, painter, mom of three, and podcast host. I'm so grateful you are tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
I feel like I'm successful now because I'm what I love, and like, what else can I ask for? You know, I don't have all the money in the world, you know, but I'm doing what I love every day. And a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people don't do that ever in their life. So I think that's success for me.
Friends, I'm so excited to welcome Lex Marie to the Artist Mother Podcast today. Lex is an artist mother based in Maryland. She's a full-time artist, a part-time high school art teacher, and a mother to three-year-old named Aiden. Lex's work portrays the current climate of her life and the lives of those that surround her. Naturally, most of her work depicts her life as a Black woman, an artist, and a mother. Often using her son or herself as the subject in her work, her art is deeply personal, yet still relatable to so many in her community and culture. Lex, thank you so much for taking time to be here. I'm excited to talk to you today.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
Yes. Okay, so I always like to start by having my artists give us just a brief rundown of your art career, maybe starting with something in your childhood or something that happened early on that got you interested in art, and just a few like high points along your journey that brought you to today.
I've always enjoyed art, even as a child. You know, projects and things like that I was excited for. Didn't really get too much into art until high school. I was able to take like 5 art classes my senior year somehow.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, that's really weird. So it was great. Ended up going to school for art, not art school, unfortunately. I went to University of Maryland. Got my bachelor's in studio art with my concentration in painting.
Nice.
Originally thought I was going to do graphic design, and it stressed me out. Mm. It stressed me out. And then I explored my first painting class and fell absolutely in love with painting. Since then, I have been an art I worked as an art consultant. I worked as an art teacher. I've worked in a few galleries, so many different art jobs.
Ultimately. So you pretty much like you've been doing this thing your whole life.
I have. Yeah. I have. And I mean, I'm still really young. I feel so young in the art business, in the art world still, and still so naive to a lot. But I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. That's awesome, though. Like that you kind of, you know, knew from the beginning, like from undergrad, you know, you got to commit to painting and, you know, have been doing it ever since. That's so great.
Yeah. Luckily I had, you know, my mom supported me going to school for art, and, you know, I didn't know what exactly I was going to do, but I just knew I enjoyed painting. And that was like the one thing that made me happy. So I was like, why not keep doing it?
That's awesome. Yeah, I was going to ask if your parents were supportive, because I feel like a lot of people, you know, like it's either like their parents were really supportive or they weren't really supportive at all. there's not a lot of in between where,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, my mom was pretty much like, if you go to college, that's fine.
Yeah.
So, you know, I still got to do what I love. And yeah, and now we're here. So yeah. It works.
That's awesome. Okay, so if anybody has not seen your amazing paintings, could you describe what they look like? What is some of the content that you focus on, and, you know, maybe share a little bit about your process?
Okay, so I currently have a series about pandemic and about just kind of issues going about 2020.
About everything horrible happening right now.
It's been a whirlwind, and I just felt like I have to express myself right now, and I have to put down what's happening around us. And so a lot of my work right now have like the mask for COVID, a lot of portraits. So initially I was not a portrait painter until March, until COVID hit. And that was my first portrait ever. It was a self-portrait. And
that's
my only
crazy. Boss,
yeah, it is. It's so crazy.
That's crazy because you're so good. Like,
thank you.
What the heck?
I have avoided faces my entire art career because they, you know, they're very particular, you know, just stresses me out a bit. But, you know, I was like, you know, why not try something new? I'm home. My only model I had was my baby, my 2-year-old. So I just started painting him and me. And I've been doing a lot of portraits, a lot of children's portraits. Mm-hmm. I think just seeing how my son is adjusting to 2020 is, you know, amazing to me. So, mm-hmm. on my process, he's inspired so much. I use him as my model, and kind of dress him up in different ways. He'll have on a Spider-Man costume, or he'll have on a mask with a message. And I use him as like my inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So medium, I am working acrylic mainly lately, but I'm getting back to oil, which I was like trained in the beginning. So,
Did you switch to acrylic like because of having a baby, or was that just like, you know, just because you like the medium, or like, why did you stop oil painting?
I don't much like acrylic, actually.
Yeah.
I love oil. But I think it's because of just, I thought I wanted to start producing work faster.
Mm.
And I think I realized, you know, that's not even, why would I want to do that? You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
I was just pressure. I think it was pressure actually got me to use acrylics. Like, you know, being able to layer and being able to finish a piece faster. The convenience of it really is what got me to it. But now I'm like, okay, it's nothing like oil paint for me. I just want to go back to enjoying the process rather than just trying to get the end piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like trying to push it out. And yeah. Has like that slowing down, do you think any of that has been related to the pandemic for you? Or do you feel like, you know, like what brought you to that point of realizing that you wanted to slow down and go back to oil and, you know, not have that, like, I have to create work fast and push it out. And, you know, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think I have moments or stages where I, I have an idea and it turns out really well. I have a painting and it turns out really well. And then I want to keep doing this idea and, you know, keep making it. And, you know, while it's fresh on my mind, while it's, you know, people are, you know, really liking it kind of thing. So, mm-hmm. and then I fall into those traps sometimes. And
yeah.
then I pull myself out and realize it's not about that. It's not about that at all. And I'm like, okay, it's not about making it because, you know, I just want to do it fast. It's about, what is it?
I know, right? What is it about?
You know, but it's not about that. I know it's not about that. And I think not right now. I don't think COVID necessarily affected it, because that's actually when I started pushing out the work more and more, because, you know, people are home and people are seeing it and people are seeing that I'm, you know, the first, you know, masked portrait I did. It's like, wow, you know, we need this, mm-hmm. because this is actually what's happening right now. So to see it as art, you know, and to see art has been so big, you know, during this pandemic, you know,
yeah.
helping so many people. One of my masked portraits, a collector of mine got two of them, and she's a pediatric ICU doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she seen one of the portraits of my son with a mask, and she was like, you know, I see these kids every day mm-hmm. with masks on. And she you know, my son's has toys in his hand. And she was like, I just came back to this and I have to get it. And, you know, she's hanging it up in the her hospital.
Oh, I was going to ask when you said that. I was like, oh, I hope she makes, you know, puts that somewhere public. Is it the one that the first one that you painted was the one that says I can't breathe, right?
No, I did a Toy Story one before.
Oh, the
that.
Toy Story. Okay.
And then the full length one was the I can't breathe. Oh, okay. No, the Spider-Man one was first. But yeah, okay. I did do an I can't breathe one too. But mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's you know, documenting the times right now.
Yeah, I do think that's something that's really powerful about your work is that, like, you know, suddenly we're in a pandemic and you're putting masks on your figures. And, like, it's like this very visceral response to, like, culture and what's happening. And, you know, obviously, like, the words of George Floyd, like, putting those, like, right in your paintings, like, as this is happening. Like, I do think that's something that's really powerful about your work. Like, whereas I know some artists are like, I'm still processing Trump getting elected, let alone, like, you know, what's happening in 2020. Like, I can't, like, you know, some artists just, like, process things a lot more slowly and take a lot longer. And I don't think it's, like, good or bad either way. I think it's, like, one of the beautiful things about artists is, like, you know, the different gifts that we have and the way that we, like, respond to the world. But that's not to say that, like, you shouldn't be painting in oil or anything. Like, I'm not commenting on your medium, but just saying that I think one of the things that's powerful about your work is the way that you courageously respond to what's happening right now.
Thank you. I don't think I guess it is me processing it. I don't know how to react to it with my words. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to think about it all sometimes. So it's like, I have to express myself somehow. And this is how I express myself in that moment, because this is how I'm feeling in this moment. Mm-hmm. It's really me. I'm doing it for me. Yeah. And I'm doing it for everyone else too, though, because, you know, a lot of people feel the same way. And I guess it's so, I didn't expect the response that I got from it. Mm-hmm. Because it's my son pictured, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really personal to me, but everyone else took it really personal too. So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I expected the response when, as soon as I saw it, you know, like, and just, yeah, I just think the work that you're making is really important right now. And I think that's one of the things that's so great about it is that you're just being risky and you're, you know, you're putting it all out there. Like, what you need to say right now is what you're painting. And I don't know, it's like really raw and beautiful, and I'm glad you're doing it. Lex, I think I've been following you for, I don't know, a couple years, but I remember this moment, like, you posting about, were you a realtor before?
I had my real estate license and I worked in property management.
Okay. Like, I remember you posting about this moment where you were like, that's it. I'm going to be a full-time artist. I'm doing this thing. And, like, you know, you're like, I'm like, I think you just, like, the way you put it online on Instagram is you were kind of like, I'm just making this decision and, you know, next week, or I'm putting in my 2 weeks or whatever. And, like, I'm just going to try this. And, you know, I just remember, like, being like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so excited for her, but also like, oh my gosh, how is she going to make money? And, you know, like, just like all the fears that we have. I was wondering if you could talk about that journey in that moment a little bit, and how long, you know, how long ago that was, and like what brought you to that decision and what it felt like. And just, can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. So it was over a year ago now. I was working full time in property management. That was my other career, and that pays my bills. And I kind of would work somewhere for a little while, and then I'll quit because I don't want to do it because I really want to do art. And then I'll work there again, and then I'll quit. But I always go back, you know. So, but what happened? It was so crazy. The universe is crazy. So I got an art teaching position at a small private high school in DC. It was part-time, 3 hours a day. And I was like, this is perfect to do with doing art full time, because all I have to do is teach art, you know, for 3 hours, and I can go do, you know, my go to the studio for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. As soon as I got that position, I was like, okay, this is making me, you know, a little bit more comfortable being mm-hmm. a full time job. And then I think a day later, I got a scholarship for an art class at this art school called Washington Studio School. And it's walking distance from the school that I was teaching at. So I was like, wait, and the only way I could take a class is if I wasn't working full time. Mm. So wait, you know, like, this is the universe, you know, here talking to me, because I already was like, I want to quit. And then like both of those things happened to me. So I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I quit and I was like, this is it. And that was a little over a year ago now.
And so, like, how did you, you know, push yourself? Well, do you feel like maybe that was where the prompting of, like, I need to make work faster because I need it to sell? Like, was that a legit, like, I need to pay the bills type thing?
That plays a huge role.
Yeah.
That plays a huge role. So, like I was saying, like, you know, in the beginning, when I started doing the mass portraits and, you know, everyone loving them, I'm like, oh, you know, it's hot, you know, so like, let me do this. But I often have like two things going on with my art. So I'll do my personal work. And then, you know, for commissions, I'll do like something like I did custom family portraits. And they're quick and they were money. Mm-hmm. I'll do, you know, something custom for people that they like, mm-hmm. but I'll make sure that simultaneously, you know, I'm working on a series of my own. But sometimes they kind of mesh, they blend together. I guess that's what happened.
Yeah.
With the ones, I guess that's exactly what happened. And then I'm starting to, you know, just whip them out faster, but it was still doing, you know, what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
It wasn't like custom to, you know, people's, you know, it wasn't commissions. But yeah, I didn't put that together until just now.
I mean, yeah, I just think, like, you know, you have this moment where you're kind of like jumping off the deep end and you're like, okay, now I need to like really make money off my work. I mean, maybe you were already doing that to begin with, you know, and that's part of how you knew you could do it. But I just think that is what a lot of artists are wanting to work towards, you know, and maybe just taking the leap is, I don't know, what's going to get the fire under your butt to like get it into gear. I don't know.
And you got to pay the bills.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but it also is, it's also a pressure that, you know, we shouldn't have as mm-hmm. artists. You know, I don't want to have to, you know, make art that's hot. You know, I want to make art because I want to make art, you know? So
yeah, it's a catch 22, right?
It is. Mm.
So along that line, like, how do you kind of take care of yourself so that you feel sort of like nourished or inspired so that you can make the work that you feel like you need to make?
I'd say I have my like meditation practice, but I'm okay. I'm a cyclical person. So I have my moments where I am a yogi, a vegan, a, you know, all those things. Mm-hmm. So my meditation practice a few times a day and I do great. And I'll have a month of that. And then I'll have a month where I'm just like scrambling and not following the practice. So I'm a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. But as long as I always get back to that self-care and back to that, you know, my practices and things, then I can stay afloat. And me time, that matters as me, as a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has that been, like, I'm guessing that's been challenging during the pandemic with, you know, I'm assuming Aiden's just home with you all the time. And, you know, he seems like such a good little art buddy for you.
He loves art. So initially when he's three now. So when he was anywhere before three, pretty much, I couldn't have him in the studio with me because he will, you know, if we're painting together, he'll paint on my paintings, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes those turn into collaborations. Sometimes mommy needs to paint this and you have to paint that, right?
Yes. And those have been some good work.
The collaboration?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. So they turn out so crazy all the time.
Yes. Like,
definitely enjoy that. I usually paint when he sleeps though. So during the day, just spend time with him. And then, yeah, I have to paint when he sleeps because I kind of got to get into my zone.
Mm-hmm.
So he must
still take pretty good naps.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. Takes his little nap.
Do you feel like the experience of giving birth, like, influenced your painting practice or your perception of yourself at all? And, you know, I just think that's, like, for people who've had, like, a natural childbirth, it's just this, like, crazy, you know, like, I'm creating something. It's like art on steroids, you know? And I'm curious to hear if you feel like there's been any connections between that experience of giving birth and creating your art.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's how most people have initially known my work, is through my work about being a mom. Mm-hmm. So my little quick birth story is I had a natural water birth at a birthing center. And after that, I felt unstoppable.
Yes. I love that.
Once I had him, it's just kind of all my art just started to be about him and motherhood. And I don't want to make that seem like, I mean, it's a good thing. I didn't want to make it seem like, you know, it was overwhelming, but it's just like, that's what I'm around him all day. So that's what is driving my creativity. So, you know, I painted a picture of my water birth. A lot of my paintings had to do with, has him as a figure, me as a figure, us going to the potty next to each other. Like,
yes.
So a huge influence. And then it's like, yes, my birth story did, but then he has clearly influenced, you know, if it's not a painting about him, it's a painting of him. Like, mm-hmm. you know, so a big, big influence for sure.
Okay. And on the flip side of that, do you feel like you have had to make any compromises in your art career because of Aiden or because of motherhood? Like, do you ever feel like, just if only I could do this, but, you know, I'm in this stage of life right now, and so I need to stay focused on this.
Well, of course, like, you always have to account for, you know, motherhood through, I guess right now during this pandemic, it's very different, but mm-hmm. when the world was regular, you know, daycare, you know, has to happen. You have to, or you just have to, you know, figure out ways to make time. I don't have like time to mm-hmm. paint. And it's crazy. It's like, we could be home all day, but I still can't find the time to paint, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's been a huge thing. Other than that, you know, it's just, I'm so used to it now, you know, and it works for us, you know, we were making it work. So.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Artist Mother Podcast. I wanted to drop in and share a bit more about our community and the many ways you can get involved. We post daily on Instagram at Artist Mother Podcast, sharing work from artists in our community and photos from our interviewed guests, plus inspiring takeovers and lots more. Use our hashtag ArtistMotherCo so we can find your work and see this community continue to expand. We have other more tangible ways for you to connect too. Our Crit Group program offers space for you to partner with a mentor and a small group of women artists to receive feedback on your work and get lots of support. We have yearly retreats for more intentional time spent in community. Picture a long weekend away with artist mama friends, taking in scenic nature and rest, learning opportunities like workshops, and of course, lots of time to talk. We're also always scheming ways for you to share your work outside of our community, and we have put together exhibitions for you multiple times a year. We believe in your work so much, and we want you to feel as supported as possible. Check out our offerings on our website at artistmotherpodcast.com. We even have t-shirts available in our webshop so you can represent our community. And if you appreciate what we're doing here, we would love to hear from you. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated and help others hear about us. Thank you so much for listening, for connecting, and working together with us to create a beautiful network of artists and mothers. Can you tell me a little bit about, and you can talk like pre-COVID, but I know you're in the like Washington, D.C. area, I think. But just curious to hear like what the art scene is like where you live. And do you feel like you have a lot of artists who are friends who you can be in community with? Or like how is, you know, how does community play into your life as an artist?
I'd say I very recently started meeting other artists and like kind of being in the art scene within the last year. Before that, I guess I wasn't super social. And I didn't realize like how you have to pretty much go to art shows to meet, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I would start, you know, finding out about shows and, you know, going to them and just kind of meeting people or just kind of through social media. Social media plays a huge role in that. But I think I started pushing my art out there, and then like different like collectives or like curators and things would reach out, which is really cool. I mean, there is a really good art scene. There's some really amazing galleries here. They have things like, oh, they have Friday nights in DuPont Circle where, you know, they have, but all the galleries are open and you gallery hop from, you know, one gallery, you know, and it's just like it's just a little social little scene. It's really cool, actually. And I don't think it's been like that always. I think it's a very new thing to DC. And they're working towards making it much more of an art scene, which is really cool. So I'm happy to be here, though I'm probably not always going to be here, but yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a good place, you know, for your work right now, and that there's a lot of opportunities. Talk to me about social media. You, like, I know you're on Instagram a lot and you connect with collectors, and, you know, just do you have any tips or like things that you could share to people, you know, just about how you use Instagram to share your work and promote it, and, you know, like what you like about Instagram?
I mean, Instagram is, it connects you with people like instantaneously, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, if I am painting, I'm going to post a picture of my palette, or I'm going to post a picture of what I'm painting, and people want to see that. You know, I like, they have these new reel things on Instagram, and like, I'll just post a quick video just showing people the process, because people are, you know, people who don't do it really are interested in it, and they want to see how do you go from this white canvas to this whole painting, like this whole picture. So establishing like a presence by doing that, I think, has been pretty helpful. It's been a lot of social media is a double-edged sword, you know, so it could be inspiring, but it can also be like, it could, you know how I wanted to start producing work faster, right? Mm-hmm. So it influences me in that way too. So I try not to let it influence me, but be the influencer, right?
Yeah. Oh, so, that's a good line. Like, you know, not letting it control you, but keeping yourself sort of in control of it.
Because you can use it as a tool, especially for your art career, right? You can. Mm-hmm. That's where most of my, I mean, probably 99.9% of my sales come from, is people who find me on Instagram.
So is it mostly people following you and then they just like reach out and they're like, I want to buy this painting? Or do you feel like you have to like hashtag it up and push it? You know, like, do you feel like you have to promote, or does it feel more organic and where people are just coming to you?
I think it's a process, right? I started off hashtagging everything, you know, and doing that. And I still do it sometimes, because sometimes, you know, I feel like I should promote myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like, who else is going to promote me, right?
Promotion isn't a bad word, I don't think. It gets a bad rap. I don't know why.
Yeah, and I think once, you know, your art, I wouldn't say it's known, but like it's in demand enough, mm-hmm. that you don't have to promote yourself. I don't know if I should say promote, but you don't have to, you know, hashtag and things like that, because people are going to see it, because people, you know, are there for that reason, and they, you know, they want to see it. They mm-hmm. like your work, you know, they're following you. but I still do it. Like, I have no shame. I'm like, this is a great painting.
Yeah.
I want people to see it.
No, I love that. I love that you believe in what you're doing. You know, I've heard this like several times, but you know, it's like, if we can't find the energy to believe in what we're doing, how do we expect others to?
Right. You know? Right. It's
like,
very true.
Like if we don't care about our work, then I don't know. It's easier said than done, because there's a lot of times where I don't like my work, but you know, I think it's, you have to stand by it at the end of the day if you want to convince somebody else to like it, right?
Right, right. And I felt like I was, I mean, I obviously wasn't always this way. Like, I wasn't always, like, super confident in my work, or even, like, I'm not always confident in the work I put out there, but I do put it out there, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a, you gotta get there, because you gotta believe in your work.
Where do you think your confidence comes from?
Now, my birth. No, I'm saying like my son's birth. No, but that's not real. That's not true. I mean, that might have sparked it. I don't know. It might have sparked it. I don't know, because since I've had him, and you know, the work that I produced, I've been very proud of the work I've produced since I've had him, and it's like hard to remember before him, you know. I don't know if it's like that with every parent, but it really is. It's like, what art did I even make before him? I don't know.
I mean, I think a lot of people find themselves through the journey of parenting, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like one of the hardest things, you know.
That's so true.
Like, you're kind of put through the fire a little bit, and it's like, am I going to make it through this? Am I going to be the person that I want to be? Or am I going to, you know, just, well, you can't crumble. Like, you can't.
Right. Wow. I feel like I'm coming to like all these realizations.
When you take a minute to, you know, think about your story, it helps, right?
And saying it out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Lex, tell me what you think success means to you.
It's changed. I actually had like a very specific incident with a friend where I was celebrating my painting being in this, some government building or whatever it was. And I was like, yeah, I'm not successful yet. I said something along those lines. And then my friend was like, you know, look where we are right now. Like, mm-hmm. We're, you know, whatever, that's success, right? And I was like, you know, I don't think of overall success. I think of like successes in that moment, I guess. Like, I feel like I'm successful now, mm-hmm. because I'm doing what I love. And like, what else can I ask for? You know, I don't have all the money in the world, you know, but I'm doing what I love every day. And a lot of people can't do that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't do that ever in their life. So I think that's success for me.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's where your confidence comes from. Because you're actually living your version of success.
Yeah, I'm living my dream.
Yeah, I love that. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Tell me what you think the hardest thing about being an artist is.
There's like a few different ways to answer this. I would say one thing that's hard about being an artist is like, that's really how I express myself. So I can't express myself in other ways. Like, you know,
that's a good answer.
I'm not really good at, I can't say how I feel much. Sometimes, you know, I'm working on it. I'm an adult, you know, so I have to, but, yeah. Artists feel, I think we feel really hard.
Yeah. What do you think is the hardest thing about being a mother?
I mean, you're sacrificing every day, every minute. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always them first.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I wasn't used to that ever, obviously. I don't think most of us are. So, you know, it's someone before you. You know, if I feel one day that I want to paint, I'm in the zone, and he wakes up because he has a tummy ache that night, you know, painting's done for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Holding my baby until he falls asleep. So, you know, it's a sacrifice, and it's hard, but, you know, it's worth it. Our little humans.
Lex, can you walk us through what a day in your life looks like? And well, in yours and Aiden's life.
Sure. Okay. So he's a 7 a.m.er. It doesn't matter what day it is. He wakes up at 7 a.m. And so we're up. His favorite thing is waffles and eggs. Mm. Waffles and eggs every day. So get up, we get breakfast, we watch some TV. He has very specific things. He's very opinionated. He knows exactly what he wants to watch that morning while he eats his breakfast. So we do that. Usually, I guess after that, we do some painting or we do our art. It's not the same every day by far. Like I run errands some days. Yeah. And so if we're home, I try to do coloring or art. Like, so I either ask him, you want to color or do you want to paint? Or some days he'll ask me, but usually paint. He likes painting. And I'm super excited about that. His attention span for it has gotten a little longer.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that, because usually it's like, oh, he'll paint, 5 minutes and be done. But now he'll paint a long time and he'll ask me to paint with him. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I know.
That's awesome.
So we'll do that. He still takes his naps. So that's good. Sometimes I paint. Sometimes I don't paint. It depends. My real paint session is after bedtime.
Oh, really? You're like a night owl?
Yeah, pretty much.
Ugh, I can never do that.
And that 7 a.m. is what kills me. Yeah. It kills me because no matter how late I stay up, he's waking up. So that's another sacrifice. Yeah. But I'm a nighttime. I'm the night owl. So what else do we do during the day? Play.
Yeah.
Play a lot. He is super into right now, like a kitchen. He has a kitchen. He cooks food. But he's also into superheroes. So it's like a mixture of a bunch of different things going on with him. Keeps me very much entertained. He loves being outside. This summer we have a little pool, like a little blow up pool. So yeah. We're outside every day. Water balloons is his thing, so no. Every time we're outside, it's water balloons. So a lot of that. We've been home, for a while, but yeah. That's our day.
That's awesome. Sounds like a lot of art and a lot of play and just quality time with your little man.
Yeah, I mean, he's only 3, so we've done a lot of play. He's going to start school next year. So we're taking advantage of just being a kid, not having to do too much. I still teach him, we do our reading, he's such a smart kid. Oh my goodness. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay, Lex, tell me about a few goals you have for your future. What does the next 6 months look like in terms of these are things Lex wants to accomplish in her art career?
Sure. Okay. So pre-pandemic, I was supposed to have my first little mini art show in March. I believe it was March. It got canceled. And it was going to have my motherhood series in it. So I've never had a solo show. I've participated in a bunch of group shows, but never a solo show. And, I kind of think back to it now, I was sad about it, but I also felt like I wasn't as prepared as I am now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the goal. I want to have my first show, maybe at the very end of the year, maybe top of next year.
Or book it and then start working towards it in the next 6 months or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. I feel very ready. I feel like I've gained more connections, and that's my art goal for now.
Mm. Okay, what about next 6 months or a goal that you have for just your motherhood journey?
I We have to establish more of a routine again because this pandemic messed us up.
Yeah.
This pandemic done messed us up.
It's like eternal summer, right?
I don't even know what happened, but yeah, establishing a routine, and just, you know, keep, I think that's a good goal for us. That's when we both thrive the most, is when we both have routines. Like when I say, when I'm, you know, do my practice and things like that, when he has his routine too, like, we're not cranky. It works well. So, yeah.
Okay, Lex, final five questions. You ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, tell me, who is your biggest art crush? Or you can name a few if you want.
Okay. Kennedy Yanko, sculptor. We're talking nowadays, right? Like
anybody. I mean, okay. Living artists, dead artists, whatever.
Okay. Kennedy Yanko, we could say dead artist. Frida Kahlo. Love me some Frida. Have a Frida tattoo.
You do. That's a great tattoo.
Who else? Amy Sherrill. She is amazing.
How could you not?
Amazing.
Okay, what is your favorite place to travel or a dream trip that you'd like to go on?
Dream trip. I want to go to Brazil. My mom is from Brazil and I've never been, and I travel kind of often. And the last two times I planned to go, well, I like had a ticket and everything. They both got canceled, which was, COVID.
Oh my gosh.
COVID. But yeah, so Brazil.
2021, you're going to Brazil.
I'm going to Brazil.
What film or book has inspired you greatly?
Oh, my new favorite book, which is a really old book. It's called The Game of Life and How to Play It. It's by Florence Shin, and it is golden. Oh my goodness, it is gold.
Is it like a self-help type book or like?
Kind of just like how to understand people and yourself. And just kind of gives you a lot of affirmations and a lot of like mantras that you can repeat that really is like really helpful, like super helpful, you know, and puts you in like a positive light. Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite meal?
Oh, my favorite. I'm a pasta person.
Me too.
I love me some Italian pasta for sure.
All right, Lex. Finally, I always like to offer you a space to just give a shout out to anybody who supports you and your work that you want to thank.
I would say everybody who follows me. The messages like I received were just like the community like that I've like gotten or like have been am a part of now. It's amazing. It inspires me. You know, it super inspires me just kind of seeing how people react to my work, how people are supporting my work, how people are actually buying my work. You know, I'm just like, oh, wow. So just everyone who supports my work, you know, who reposts my paintings, who likes my pictures, everyone.
And speaking of, where can people find you if they aren't already following you? Like, what's your handle and website?
On Instagram, I am the Lex Marie, THELEXMARIE. And my website is www.lexmarie.com.
Lex, you are so sweet, so positive. You're like just this little light beam. Thank you so much for spending time and sharing about your work and your life. I'm really inspired by everything that you do. Keep painting.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I can't wait to see your oil paintings too. I'm excited for that.
The Artist Mother Podcast is curated and produced by Kaylin Butine. Music by Josh Middleton. Editing and mixing by John M. Butine. please visit www.artistmotherpodcast.com for episode notes and to find out how you can further support this podcast.